what is it that causes people to rendezvous in those kinds of ways? And we say, the first thing that we all want to do is to stop making enemies out of death. In other words, it is inaccurate to assume that someone in their 80s or at any age committing suicide. And every death is suicide, because nothing happens to anyone that doesn't come in response to their vibration. So whether you got hit by a truck or run over by a train, it's a vibrational match to something that's going on. But to say that someone was out of sync with who they are and that's why the death experience was the preferable one is not an accurate thing. In other words, going home is going home. And sometimes that is the next logical step. Sometimes the contrast has served them well enough, and they're in that place, our friend talked about it earlier, of contentment. They're in that place where life is not showing, giving them any more rockets of desire that's calling life through them. And so the rockets of desire that is calling them now is calling from non-physical. And so it's the next logical step. We know what you're getting at, but we just... And we know that there are plenty of depressed people that are making that choice. It's the relief that they're looking for.
I just was wondering if there was a reason why men more than women.
Women usually stay more actively involved in life than men. By the nature of their home life. In other words, the things that have been calling them usually continue to call them, while men often were called by their career or called by their military or called by their friends who have already kicked the bucket, so to speak. In other words, we are not eager to look at statistics and say that one is more than the other. We would rather say that there are a lot of reasons that people make their transition, and it is inaccurate to say that people always make their transition from a lackful place. Because think about it. So let's say that life caused you to put things in your vibrational escrow, and then you relax and your escrow calls you forward. Well, what if everything there's been there for a while? And you're not living contrast, so you're not putting more there. And so source is calling you toward alignment. Doesn't it seem like the next logical step to reemerge into the non-physical? In other words, not one of you planned to come forward into these bodies and stay forever. And so often you want the fresh start. Esther watches children playing, and she grins and says, "We're coming back, and we're going to be like that." We're going to come and we're going to frolic and be frisky again, where now, when we're frolicking and frisky, others think we're crazy. In other words, we are all eternal beings and there is no ending to our beingness. And as you relax into that, you'll feel easier about all who are making their transition. When this seminar comes to a conclusion today, you will leave this auditorium and you won't stand in the doorway and look back. You won't hold little funerals in the aisles. I'm dying. This part of my life is dead. I'm going to be reborn out there into the casino. In other words, you accept the comfortable transition. And we know that because of your more stark feeling of birth and death, in other words, the beginning and ending, because you don't remember the details of who you are, and you can't see the details of what it will be like when you reemerge, and so it makes this feel like all that there is, which makes you want to cling to it in a sort of irrational way. But one of the things that is so delicious about coming into vibrational alignment with the whole of who you are is that you begin to feel the bigness, the wholeness, the totalness of who you are, and you begin to feel the continuity of who you are. Esther has no fear or concern about death whatsoever because she has been experiencing the fullness of who she is in formats like this, and she can feel the fullness of who we are. She knows that we are consciousness in joy, and she knows that we are not focused in the physical format. She can feel the bigness of the eternity of her being, you see. And so as you begin to get into the vortex and get into the vortex and get into the vortex and get into the vortex, the feeling of death will feel like the next logical step. But you don't need to worry.